Samar Aleph at the very top of the page. So the Gemara says, Ika da Amre. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavir beis hashechi uveis ha'erva lokem yishum lo yil bash gever simlas isha. If you remember at the very end of the day yesterday, we quoted the first version of the Gemara that there's a problem with removing pubic hair and armpit hair. So yesterday the Gemara just said that you get malchus, and the Gemara ended up saying that maybe it's only midu rabbanan. Now in the second version, the Gemara is claiming that no, actually it's a problem midu orai. So what's the issue? The issue is it's a violation of beged isha, because that's an activity that women engage in, but not men. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei Havara Ser Enemi Divrei Torah Elemi Divrei Sofrim. Didn't we quote yesterday that the removal of hair in this context is only an Isser Durabanan? How could the Gemara say that it's a violation of Lo Yobash Gever? So the Gemara says, no. Hu Da Amar Ki Haitana Desanya Hamavir Beis Hashechi Uveis Erva Hareza Over Mishum Lo Yobash Gever Simas Isha. There's a dissenting view. There's one view out there in the Brisa that says that actually it is an Isser Doraisa. V'Sanakama Hai Lo Yobash Gever My Darshe. So how does the Tanakama understand that pasuk? So the Gemara says, Miboyle Lechid Desanya Lo Yechli Gever. So the Gemara says it can't be that the pasuk of lo yilbash gever simlas isha, that a man can't wear women's clothing and a woman can't wear men's clothing, that pasuk can't just be telling you that a man can't wear, in other words, basically that a person can't cross dress, because the pasuk goes on to say to'evahi, it's an abomination. Now, wearing clothing for the opposite gender is not, you probably wouldn't put that on par with the word abomination. Abomination is a word that the Torah uses only in very, very severe types of aver. So what does the Torah mean then? Ela shalo yilbash ish simlas isha v'yashav ben hanashim v'isha simlas ish v'seishe. There's a piece of information missing. It's not just the fact that the person cross-dressed. That's bad enough. The problem is that they're cross-dressing with the purpose of sitting amongst the opposite gender, of trying to commingle and trying to maybe eventually engage in some kind of illicit relationship. That's the issue. That's why the pasuk refers to it as a toeva. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, minayin shelo teitze isha b'chle zayin la'milchama. How do we know that a woman is not allowed to go out to war with weapons? Talmud lomar lo yechli gever al isha v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha shelo yisakin ish b'si Kune Isha. So the pasuk teaches me that, again, that a man can't wear women's clothing, adornments, jewelry, etc., and a woman can't go out with, quote-unquote, men's adornments, which in this context we're saying refers to weapons. Now, again, how this shakes out today, lahalacha, whether women can go to war and carry weapons, is a whole separate discussion, but the Gemara seems to say, at least on the surface, assuming that it's not normal, regular pikuach nefesh, it would be problematic for a woman to bear weapons and to lechadchila go out to war. Okay, then the Gemara's number of Nachman, ben Nazir Mutter, v'leis hilchasa kivase. So first the Gemara comes and tells us that a Nazir is allowed to shave their armpit hair, but then the Gemara says that we don't paskin that way. We paskin that just like a Nazir can't shave any other hair, he also can't shave armpit hair. Then the Gemara says, Amru le Rabbanan l'Rab Shimon bar Abba chazina le Rabbi Yochanan de leislei. But we see that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have any armpit hair. So the Gemara says, Amru lahon machma zikna nashu. That fell out naturally. Because of his old age, the armpit hair fell out. So then the Gemara says, Ahude is chayiv negida kamei de Rabbi Ami. There was a guy who was chayiv malchus before Rabbi Ami. Iglai beis hashechi chazid lamegalech. So as they were undressing him to give him malchus, he saw that the guy had armpit hair. So Amar Lahon Rabbi Ami Shifkua Dein Min Chavraya, who he said, leave this guy alone. We're not going to give him malchus. He's a Talmud Chacham. Apparently, only people of a certain caliber would not shave their armpit hair. Then the Gemara says,
but when yeah. They're talking hair shaving, we're talking hair only with a razor.
Yeah, is again,
the same thing.
Yeah. Presumably, it's the same thing with the. Again, we spoke about this yesterday a little bit, how maybe using scissors might be a problem with the Rabbanan. But Zman HaZeh, the truth is that probably a lot of these Yisurim probably don't apply anyway, because the whole purpose of this Isser, as we pointed out, is that, it's Beged Ish, Beged Isha. It could be that, if societal norms and societal standards have changed, it could be that this Isser may not apply to Chlal, but Zman HaZeh. So that's a whole separate question. But in theory, yeah, this would be an Isser D'Oraisa, if you used a razor, and if you used scissors or some other kind of implement, it might at least be the Rabbanan. Yeah. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Ba'amine Rav mi Rabbi Chiya mahu legaleach." Amar le aser, amar le v'hakagadal. So again, the question was posed: are you allowed to shave armpit hair? And the Gemara says, no, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? But the armpit hair is growing and it's causing pain and it's uncomfortable. So amar le bar pachti zman yishlo kol zman shehu gadal nosher, which basically means that that armpit hair eventually falls out. When it gets too much, it's going to fall out. So the Gemara says, there's no heter to shave the armpit hair because eventually it's going to fall out on its own. But amine rav me rabbi chia mahu lachoch. What's the din? Can a person rub and basically manually pluck or or remove armpit hair. Amar le asur. Gemara says, no, that's also a problem. Bevigdo mahu, amar le mutter. But the Gemara says, you can use your clothing if you pluck the hairs through your clothing or something like that. That's okay. Then the Gemara says, ika da amre ba'amine, besfila bevigdo mai, amar le asur v'le selchsa kvase. Then the Gemara says, what about if you were to rub or pluck armpit hair during davening? Is that problematic? So first the Gemara says it's a problem, but the Gemara ends up asking that it's okay. Again, this is a whole issue about, you know, if a person touches certain parts of their body during davening, they have to wash their hands. So the Gemara ends up saying, lahalacha, that if a person were to touch their armpit through their clothing during davening, they would not have to wash their hands for that. Okay, says the Mishnah. Mace echad mehen. Let's say, going back to the to the cases that we mentioned yesterday. Let's say, again, remember we gave the example of the two guys who were in Nazirim, and some guy saw that there was tumah in between them, and you know, he didn't know which one of them became tame. So we gave all these cases about how they had to bring basically every possible variation of karbanos. So now the Mishnah says, let's say one of those two guys, before they got around to bringing the karbanos, one of those two guys died. So Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Yevakish echad min hashuk sheyidur kenegdo benazir. Basically, the surviving nazir has to go out in the marketplace, find another guy to decide to become a nazir, and then he has to play out the whole scenario again. V'omer, im tami ha'isi ariyata nazir miyad, v'im tar ha'isi ariyata nazir acher shloshim yom, v'sofrin shloshim, umevin karban tumah v'karban tahara v'omer. Imani hu ha'tameh karban tumah shaliva karban tahara shalcha. Imani hu ha'tohar karban tahara shaliva karban tumah b'sofik. V'sofrin shloshim yom, umevin karban tahara v'omer. Imani ha'tameh karban tumah shaliva karban tahara shalcha. V'zek karban tahara si. V'imani hu ha'tohar karban tahara shaliva karban tumah b'sofik. V'zehu karban tahara shalcha. So it's basically the exact same thing that we spoke about yesterday. The only difference being is that he's basically bringing a new guy into the scenario, and he's doing the exact same role playing that he was doing with the other nazir. He's saying, if I'm tameh, then this is my karban, and if you're tameh, then the Torah is my karban. So all the same scenarios shake out the same way, with the exception that he brings a new guy in. So Amar lo ben zom.
He has to make this new guy a suffix.
Look at the next liability. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. Look at the next line. Amar lo ben zoma umi shomelo sheyidor kenegdo benazir. So Ben Zoma says, what are you talking about? You're going to walk outside into the marketplace and you're going to find a guy and say, you're going to become a nazir. You can't build a halacha around the presupposition that someone is going to decide to become a nazir, right? It doesn't make any sense. So what then should you do? Elamevi chatas ha'ova olas behima va'omer. Im tami ha'yisi ha'chatas mechol vasi v'ha'ola nedava. Vim tar ha'yisi ha'ola mechol vasi v'ha'chatas misafik v'sofer shloshim yom umevi karben tahara va'omer. Im tami ha'yisi ha'ola harishona nedava v'zo chova. Vim tar ha'yisi ha'ola harishona chova v'zo nedava v'zo sha'ar karbani. So basically, according to Ben Zoma, what he does is that he has to bring two possible karbanos himself. He brings a chatas ha'ov as a safik and an olas behima. And again, each time he brings the carbon, he says, if I'm tameh, the chatas is obligatory and the ola is voluntary. And if I'm tar, the ola is obligatory and the chatas is voluntary. So he does the same thing, with the exception of he doesn't, you know, bring someone else into the picture. He just does it all himself. He brings all possible variations of carbonos himself. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, nimtzas emivi carbonos of lachatzayim. So Rabbi Yehoshua has an issue with this. Rabbi Yehoshua says to Ben Zoma, it's going to turn out, and if the guy is doing this, he's going to end up bringing the karbanos in stages. He's going to have to bring the karban tahara 30 days before he brings the karban tumah, before he brings the karban tahara. But the Mishnah ends off of alhodulu chachamim leven zoma. Despite Rabbi Yehoshua's qualms, nonetheless, the chachamim end up agreeing with Ben Zoma's approach that it's really just one guy who brings all the possible variations of karbanos, and we don't introduce a new party into the into the fray. So asks the Gemara Velaise, what's the big deal? In other words, what was Rabbi Yehoshua's problem with Ben Zoma? He said, oh, it's going to turn out that you're going to have to bring the karban tahara and the karban tumah in separate stages. Okay, so just do that. Why is that such an issue? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, lo Amar Rabbi Yehoshua l'chari basa talmidim. So the Gemara says, really, there is no issue. The only reason why Rabbi Yehoshua even mentioned that he wanted to, you know, to test or to sharpen his students to make sure that they really understood the halacha, so there really is no issue at all. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Maili Avidle Rabbi Yehoshua l'daki de la lisru. So Rav Nachman turns to Rabbi Yehoshua and says, what's Rabbi Yehoshua going to do with the intestines of the karban so that they don't go bad? In other words, if you were to bring all the karbanos together, the possible karbanos of tumah and tahara together, so according to Rabbi Yehoshua, you would have to wait 30 days before you could then use the intestines and partake of the karban. Those are going to all spoil and turn rotten before you have a chance to actually eat them. So it's not practical, says Rav Nachman, for this theory of Rabbi Yehoshua that I'm going to bring all the karbanos right now, and then I'm going to wait 30 days until I actually partake of the karban. Okay, says the Mishnah. Nazir shahaya tameh besafik umuchlet besafik, ocha bekadshim achar shishim yom, v'shoseyayin metami lemesim achar meyav yesrim yom, We've quoted this Mishnah already probably 100 times just this week. The Mishnah tells us that if I have a Nazir who's Tameh B'Safik, and he's also a Safik of a Mitzorah Mukhlat, so the halacha is that he can only partake of Karbanos after 60 days once all possibilities of being a Mitzorah have been exhausted, because a Mitzorah is not allowed to eat Kachim, and he can only drink wine and become a Tameh L'Meis after 120 days, as we already spoke about earlier this week as well. He has to basically exhaust all possibilities of being a Mitzorah, and of shaving for a Mitzorah, and shaving for another Tameh, and another Tar, etc. And again, the Mishnah adds that the only time that the obligation for a Mitzorah to shave overrides the prohibition against a Nazir shaving is only when you are a Mitzorah Vadai. But if you're only a Mitzorah Suffolk, like in our case in the Mishnah, it's not going to override the prohibition against the Nazir shaving.